Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A close race in Marion County came down to the very end last night in Tennessee primary elections. Marion County incumbent Mayor David Jackson will apparently keep his seat with 2,395 votes. Travis Lane, his Republican competition, 2,358 votes. A very close race. That was with 100% of the precincts reporting, according to WDEF-TV. Also according to WDEF, Chris Webb wins the Marion County Sheriff's race, 4,096 votes to Anthony Gamble's 1,788 votes, the closest competition there. In Dade County, commissioners voted yesterday to keep the county's millage rate unchanged at 7.5 while allowing the county to benefit from growth in the property tax digest. Under Georgia law, even when a county keeps the millage rate the same, an increase in the county's tax digest from new construction, development, and rising property values can generate additional property tax revenue. If a county adopts a millage rate above the calculated rollback, it has to advertise the action as a tax increase and hold public hearings. County officials said maintaining the current millage rate would allow the county to capture revenue generated by growth in the tax digest while avoiding an increase in the county's tax rate. The Board of Commissioners also scheduled the required public hearings before the millage rate is formally adopted later this month. A major employer in Dade County is beginning a new chapter under a new name. Teleflex has completed the $1.5 billion sale of its original equipment manufacturer, or OEM, business. Now, the operation will be known as Enginex, which will operate as an independent medical device manufacturing company. The company says the sale will allow Teleflex to focus on its core medical technology business, while Enginex expands its capabilities in product development, engineering, and manufacturing. The Trenton facility on Highway 11, a longtime Dade County employer, now a part of the newly branded Enginex organization. Enginex operates 7 facilities in the U.S., Ireland, and Mexico, and manufactures medical device components used in areas like heart care, neurovascular treatment, and urology. Motorists traveling in Marion County should be prepared for nighttime lane closures on the interstate. TDOT says resurfacing work on 24 between the 152.5 and the 156 near State Route 27 east of State Route 28 is where you should watch out for. Work scheduled Sunday through Thursday nights of next week from 7 until 6 with single lane closures in place during the construction. Drivers are urged to slow down, watch for construction crews and equipment, and allow extra time getting through the area. In DeKalb County, the Sheriff's Office is warning residents to be on the lookout for a jury duty scam that has resurfaced in the area. Authorities say scammers are calling residents claiming they missed jury duty, demanding immediate payment to avoid arrest. The Sheriff's Office says the callers may use the names of actual law enforcement officials and court officials, too, in an effort to sound legitimate. Anyone with questions about a suspicious call, encouraged to contact the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, 256-845-3801. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can head to Trenton for the Two Mountains Fine Arts and Crafts Show. The event does feature original artwork, handcrafted items, and live artist demonstrations showcasing the creativity of local and regional artists. Visitors can browse one-of-a-kind pieces, meet the artists, and support the local creative community. The Two Mountains Fine Art and Crafts Show will be held on Saturday from 10 until 4 at the Dade County High School location at 300 Tradition Lane in Trenton. Admission and parking are both free. And the Braves took the sweep of the Miami Marlins last night, final in that game 11-3. Atlanta's on the road to the Big Apple to take on the New York Yankees for the next three. Airtime for that first game is tonight at 5:50 for the Ford leadoff show. 7:05 first pitch. We'll have it all for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime, 24/7, on our website at discoverday.com and here on the radio, too, at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.